Hello and welcome to Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and your business and make it easy for you to understand. I am Annette and I am thrilled that you have joined today. I am ready to roll with part two of pre-pandemic financial mind, during pandemic adjustment and correction, and post-pandemic financial mind. So if you did not catch part one of this series dealt with what was our financial mindset? How did we handle and manage money? Where were we financially prior to COVID-19 happening to us in early 2020? And the reason for this is we want to make a change. We all want to make a change. And this is a great opportunity to make a change. So if you think about the series in three sections, pre-pandemic, how was I operating during the pandemic? Now that I have faced and really thought about how I was operating, what was I doing as it relates to my finances and not doing, how can I change first in my mind and then in my behavior? How can I start to develop my mind, my mindset, prepare myself to be better financially so that when the pandemic is over and we're moving forward, and this may happen before the pandemic is over for many of you, when the pandemic is over, I am operating at a higher level in my finances than I was before. So that when another rainy day comes, a personal rainy day or a worldwide rainy day, whether it's a pandemic or something else, when that comes, I will be in a better position financially to weather the storm. So in part one, what we challenged you to do, and I hope that you did do this, was to answer these questions, some, if not all of these questions, for yourself. Take a deep introspection, a deep look at what you were doing before March of 2020. What was your financial mindset like before? What did you think of money? Those were the types of questions that you've dealt with already. Did you operate on a budget? And if the answer was no, we know that answer needs to turn around to be yes. What were you? Were you a spender or a saver? All of these questions. And so your homework was really to just be frank with yourself, honest with yourself, look at your checkbook, look at your bank statement. You may not even need to have done that. You already knew that you maybe just weren't good at all with money. So it didn't take very many questions for you to answer. But I hope that you took the time to do that. And then if you want to make a change, this is now, once again, the time to do it. So now we move into part two. And so with part two, this is what I would call the during pandemic reset, a reset. We are resetting our minds about money and finances, what we think of money and finances, how we handle our money and finances. And then secondly, we're going to give tools, tips on you need to develop a plan of action to make some concrete changes in your personal money management. And so it's now July 2020, and we don't know how long this is going to go on. So let's just assume we've got the rest of the year, you know, between now and December. It's not going to take you that long. But I keep talking about this time period because for most of us, it is a period of isolation, isn't it? Is it a period of isolation? It's a period of isolation because we simply have more time on our hands. Why? Well, in some cases, you may have transitioned and no longer have to commute to work. You may be where you are now working remotely from home. Before, you may have spent anywhere from 1 hour to maybe 3 or 4 hours in traffic. That is valuable time that is back in your hands to save. You take that time, you use some of that time to do your analysis as it relates to your finances, your mindset changes. Do you understand where I'm going? You take the 2 to 3 to 4 hours that you've saved on commuting and use it in a more productive way. Now, if you're one of those who are still commuting to work, many of you are still going to work, the type of job that you have, you cannot work and you do not work from home. I would venture to say you still have more time in your hands. How? No matter what, we no longer have concerts, big social gatherings, any sporting events, vacations out of the country. All of those things have come to a halt in terms of us spending time to go to. It's not, as for me, I'm not doing very much of anything besides going to the grocery store and coming home. And so that's more time on our hands. So you may not have more time during the week, but you probably do have more time on the weekends. And you take some of that time to spend to do your during pandemic mindset adjustment as it relates to finances. So I hope that's clear as to what we're trying to accomplish. So as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. What does this mean? We have to deal with our mind because our mind and how we think drives our behavior. So in the area of finances, our mind, as it relates to finances, drives how we behave towards and with our money every single day. So, in this part two, we are going to take what we have assessed in part one. Personally, and in your situation, you know, and some of you may say, gosh, I was really bad. I was eating out all the time and I was spending a whole bunch of money eating out, or I did not have any type of savings plan. I wasn't regularly saving. I was always spending and accumulating more and more debt. I was taking lots of vacations and not saving, just whatever it may be. But we talked before about some practical things that should be in everybody's war chest as it relates to having basic good money management. And that's having a budget, and that's having a plan for savings, saving for emergencies, saving for your children's education, saving for retirement, some basic things. They may sound basic, but it is often hard for people to put in place. Why? Because sometimes we don't think it's important. We think, oh, I have time to do that, and we procrastinate. Well, you cannot procrastinate Being ready for the unexpected. The unexpected is going to happen. So that is not one that we can procrastinate on at all. And I know that we are understanding that now. So, of course, we can all be better money managers. We can all be in a better place with how, when, and what we spend our money on. We can all be better with how, when, and how much we save. We can all be better with how, when, and how much we even give to charity. We can all be better with how, when, and how much we put away for retirement. And we can all be better with how, when, and how much we save for our children or our grandchildren's education. So once again, today I challenge you to take the time over the next several months during this isolation period to work on your mind. I want to make sure you understand what that means, that working on your mind. There's some things that you're going to affirm in your mind as it relates to finances. So once you've gotten that affirmed in your mind and believe it and feel it and know it, then you are ready to put a plan in action. You are ready to develop your top three goals and put a plan in action and move forward. But it starts with the mind. So let's go. So here are some tips and advice that you can implement. So let's start off with this concept of I thought about this phrase that is often used and often misunderstood, and that is well off. I would like to challenge you to explore and define for yourself what the term well off means to you. We have heard it used before. We see it on TV. You may call it he or she's got it going on, or you may call it I don't know what kind of terminology you may mean, but others may call it, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they're well off over there. She's well off. Well, what does that really mean? When you say someone else is well off, and you don't say yourself is well off, when you say someone is well off, what does that mean? It's personal. That's a personal definition. The first thing you need to know is that you need to have your own personal definition of what well off is. Well off for you may mean that you have enough finances to support you and your family and a little left over, and you are good. That is well off. If that is your goal, if that makes you happy, that is your well off. For someone else, well off may be they don't feel like they're well off until they have accumulated a half a million dollars in retirement or investments. Then they feel like they're well off. That's their well off. So you have to define for yourself what is well off. In all actuality, we talked about the term financially stable. I mean, you can use the term interchangeably. You can use financially stable, well off, whatever that is, but it is a destination. It is a definition of what it is for you to be where you want to be financially. So well off, define well off for you and your family. And once you have done that, once again, we're working on the mind. personal reflection in mind. So once you've done that, you must tell yourself, teach yourself, get it in your mind daily that you are worthy of being well off financially. Now that you know what well off means for you, then now you must grasp and believe that, hey, me and my family, we are worthy of being well off. We don't have to be rich because that's not our well off. But we are worthy because our God has said we are worthy of this. So since you are worthy of being well off, all you've got to do is execute. As a man thinketh, so is he. So during this time, every day, let it rest in your mind. Let it come out of your lips. I am worthy of being well off. And you have already defined, and you may have ideally written down on a piece of paper what is well off for you. And once you've done that, then you can declare and decree that you are well off and worthy of being well off every single day. I'm worthy of being well off. I am worthy of being well off, me and my family. Number three, remind yourself also daily. Affirm it. Get it in your mind that you are capable of being financially well off. You've defined it. You have declared and know that you are worthy of being financially well off. So now number three, no doubt, have no doubt about your ability, your capability of being well off. It may not happen next month or in the next 6 months, but you're capable. You have the talent, the experience, and the skills to get a better job and make more money. You have the smarts. You have the mind to get additional education if that's a desire of yours to get that better job or to run the business that's been circulating in your mind for a long time. You are capable of putting into place these things that you have been musing over for a long time. You are capable of putting plans into action in order to have more streams of income. Putting plans into action to reduce your spending levels so that you can get to that state of personal well off. You're capable. So you have to tell yourself in your mind daily and daily and daily, I am capable of being financially well off. It does not matter the state you're in now. It may look bleak. It is a bad time for millions. I need not remind anybody. I surely don't need not to remind anyone who's in a position where you're struggling right now. It is a temporary spot. But one thing that you have that nobody can take away, and that's your mind. So, As you are working on and trying to utilize, and you know, I know you're stressing or whatever it may be to, you know, make that next rent payment, make that next student loan payment, make that next mortgage payment, and working on finding the resources and the help and all of that. That's going to take some time, But then there is time that you will have for yourself that you need to breathe and think about these things. Just think about these things that we're discussing. It will take your mind off of the other, and you're beginning to work on yourself. You're in order to prepare to be better financially in the future. So you tell yourself that you're capable of doing things much differently in the area of finances than you were before 2020. So yes, you are capable. I am capable. I am worthy, and I am capable. Number four, educate yourself as much as you can during this time where you have more time about personal finances. There is an abundance of free resources on the internet, credible resources. The Mint, M-I-N-T, themint.com, Financial Degrees of Literacy 360, Yahoo Finance. There are credible sources out there where you could just go and maybe just in one area, you want to learn more about mortgages. You want to learn more about student loans. You want to learn more about IRAs. Those things are out there, as well as continue to listen to our broadcast, of course, as we bring you tools, tips, ideas, how to in these various areas. But in between these weeks, and this is not a several hour show, you have got to do some research on your own. You take what you hear here or elsewhere, and then you further research. So the objective, as you educate yourself in the area of finances, you don't have to pay for anything. The resources are out there. Even your bank has some wonderful resources. I have to tell you, you go to your bank's online website, and a lot of times they have an area just for personal finances and where they're educating their consumers, their customers about finances. So the most important thing is that you're getting the knowledge and information that you need to do better. Take the time to do it while you're in isolation. So after educating yourself, after defining what it means to be well off financially for you, number one, after reminding yourself daily that you and your family are worthy of being well off financially. Number three, after reminding, decreeing for yourself and your family that you are capable of being well off financially. And then number four, after spending some time, a couple of times a week or whatever it may be, in educating yourself in areas of finances that, you know, you may be weaker on, some areas you may be stronger on, educating yourself. After doing those things, now it's time to develop a list of the top three changes you must make, you personally, you must make in the area of money management. And those top three will be based on what you discovered you were doing or not doing before 2020, and what you want to be doing in order to be well off. If you've determined what well off is for you, and you know you were operating this way in 2020, then there's a gap, right? There's some things that in order to go from where you were before to where you want to be as a well-off individual and family, then now you can develop your top three changes that you must make. Keep it simple. Do not overwhelm yourself. Keep it simple. You start with three only. Make it simple and make those three things achievable. Why? It's because when we're trying to make big changes in our lives, doesn't matter whether it's lose weight, doesn't matter whether it's financial management, and this is what we're talking about, but we have to do these things incrementally. By making it simple and achievable, once we write one thing down and we achieve it, it gives us a huge sense of accomplishment. And it encourages us on to the next one. So make these three things very simple. For example, I am going to cut back eating out from 4 days a week to 1 day a week and save $40 or $50 a week. That's pretty simple. You just cut back the number of times, you track how much you've saved, and you do something with what you've saved. And then once you've done this for a while, you can check that off the list. And breathe. Pat yourself on the back and say, I am on my way. I am on my way to being financially well off. So you've developed your top three changes. Then finally, you're going to write an action plan as to how you will successfully do those top three things. So, you know, it's one thing to say, these are my top three changes that I want to make, but you might have to drill down a little further and have a little action plan, just like what we just talked about, okay? So once again, one of your top three changes may be spend less money on eating out. So an action plan may be, okay, so I may want to create an eating out budget for each month. And this budget will be less than what it was before. If you found that you were spending, you know, $100 or $200 a week eating out, then in order to achieve this goal of spending less, then you say, okay, now my budget is only going to be $50 or $40 for the month or whatever time period it is. So that's an action plan. Create a budget. So you create that budget. And then the second action plan for this goal of eating out less may be, all right, determine how much I used to spend before. Well, then you go back to your records and determine that, wow, I was spending X dollars before. Another action plan to spending less money eating out then would be deciding what are you going to do with the savings. If you used to spend $150, let's just say $150 a week eating out, and your new budget has you at $50 a week. Now you've saved $100. Your action plan really should say, open a savings account and put the $100 savings in. Or if you already have a savings account, put the $100 savings in. You following me? So you have your top three goals, And then you drill down and make specific action plans to achieve those goals. Then you move forward from there. Okay? So this is the key to change in your financial acumen. This is the key to changing and being more personally responsible for your money management. This is the key to you moving forward to your destination. And hopefully your destination is to be well off as defined by you. In summary, as a man thinketh, so is he. It starts with your mind. If you don't believe it, you will never get there. You have to believe it You have to know it. You've got to write it down. You've got to tell yourself. You've got to move. Take action and take full advantage of the additional time that is on your hand to make this very, very, very important change in your life. So next week, we will move to part three in post-pandemic financial management. And it's really going to tie to with being well off, financially stable, the most important things that hopefully, no matter what your definition of well off is, that all of us are operating in this realm. And that's post-pandemic financial mind. Where are you going to be after this? So until next week, you have a fantastic day and a fantastic week.